Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about my thoughts. Well, let's go. Yeah, this video is mainly being made for the guys on MGTOW.TV because recently I found out that Rumble did take off one of my videos just because I was talking shit about niggers. Yes, I know niggers are pieces of shit. I'm not talking about black people. Because, yeah, you're just people that happen to be black. But the niggers are just fucking ghetto-ass pieces of shit. They don't do nothing. All they do is rob and steal. Every race has their nigger. Yes, Mexico has their niggers. Yeah, they called wepax. Well, in Spanish, they called mojados. No. They called nacos. Naco. Yeah. N-A-C-O. Naco. That's what we call our niggers. Because nacos means ghetto trash, pretty much. Yeah. It's fucking, everybody has their fucking nigger. Every fucking race. Those are the ones fucking up shit. Look at the Pajits. Yeah, you had the Brahmin people. Those are the ones that are actually high class and beautiful looking. Those are the ones that are yummy and tasty. But no, then you get the ones that actually shit on the street and start raping and doing all that bullshit. Yeah, the fucking Pajits. You know which ones I'm talking about, right? Let me bring one up. Yeah, look at these fucking Pajits. Yeah, and they're fucking kids. Yeah. Oh, back in the day, we used to call Pajits sand niggers. Yeah, niggers of the sand. Yeah, sand niggers. But no, now they call them Pajits. Same difference, right? Niggers, Indians, same fucking thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Sand niggers are Muslims. Oh, shit. My bad. Teehee. I'm sorry. I was drinking a little bit, okay? So, well, fuck Muslims anyways, right? But this is about fucking Pajit. Yes, look at these fucking tender tykes. The bullshit they fucking do. It says, three teens under the age of 16 gang raped a little 8-year-old girl. Murdered her, then threw her body in a canal to destroy the evidence. Ugh, fuck ya, perro. And it says down here, I am told that I am importing millions of these people into the West. Enrich us. Yes, these fuckers are gonna enrich you when they start raping and murdering you. Oh, and then encase you in shit. Yes, imagine they cocoon you to cover their evidence. After they rape you and kill you, they cocoon you in shit. Yeah, like a caterpillar. Then they just fucking throw you there. Fucking A, man. What the hell's wrong with these fucking cunts, right? You know who else is a cunt? This fucking nigger up here. Yeah, that fool got out of fucking jail, fucking, he lowered his bond, and then with all the money he got from a GoFundMe fucking shit, he fucking bought himself a mansion. Or he's renting one out or some bullshit. Just because he's scared that someone's gonna beat his ass because of racism. No, motherfucker, you killed somebody, and nobody's fucking burying you? That's some bullshit, dude. And you know what? He has a twin brother. If you don't think this motherfucker's licking his chops to get your ass, oh yeah. Oh, then I heard your daddy, that white boy's fucking daddy shit up to the press conference where you were talking, and they kicked him out. Yes, I guess he realized that kissing nigger ass is a futile attempt. Yeah, what they should do is fucking hang you from a tree, you piece of shit. Yeah, you should be made into a piñata. That's just my opinion, right? And this is for entertainment purposes only, even though this guy's a cocksucker and a worm, but what do I know? I'm stupid. Calm down, Gonzo. Look at the sexy girl. Dance, dance. Make me happy. Thank you. Even though I'm a minority, I'm trying to be better. It's better than being a fucking nigger, because then niggers do shit like this, right? Look at this guy. Big ol' fucking nose. He goes snort all that fucking cocaine or whatever kind of dope he does. Oh, and it's funny that people are crossbreeding with these motherfuckers. I see them in Walmart all the time, all these half-breed black babies with these fucks. Enjoy your prize, you dumb bitches. Don't worry, the guys do it too, you fucking mud sharks. Yes, in case you didn't notice, the niggers are very emotional. Do you know why? It's because they got higher estrogen in their system. So that's why they're prone to violence, because they're more emotional. Oh, look at this guy. He's showing his emotions, right? Fuck, look at the biggest fucking tongue, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, shit. It's funny, these people think that they're super fucking smart. They're not. Yeah, look at Africa, how fucked up that toilet is. But no, I'm the one that's retarded, right? But I'm the one that's doing drugs like this motherfucking bird. Yes, I'm a bird, I like weed, but I'm not a crackhead like this fucker. But shit, you have to self-medicate yourself these days just to cope in this fucking world that we live in. Cause there's a lot of fucking weirdos in here, man. Look at this shit, all these fucking freaks, look at them. Sick fucks. Yeah, look at this motherfucker. It says, woman accused of stabbing dog and posting video of wounded animal on social media. Oh yes, this is a woman, right? What the fuck? That's the ugliest woman that I've seen. And I've seen some ugly ass fucking wildebeest. But Jesus, man, what the fuck? What's wrong with this fucking dude? You fucking stab with a dog? Why? Were you trying to have sex with the dog? The dog didn't want to fuck you in the ass, so you stabbed the dog? Is that it? You weirdo? But, what do I know, right? I'm stupid. Oh, fuck this shit. Let's change gears and go to another tranny, right? Yes, I understand that men are lonely and they do all kinds of things to cope with that loneliness. Like this fucking weirdo. He puts on a dress because he wants to get laid, or this guy fetishizes being a fucking woman. There's all kinds of different reasons why dudes wear dresses. But in my opinion, they're all fucking fucked in the head, these weirdos. Fucking faggot. Look how disgusting and ugly this guy is. But what can you do, right? You could be a fucking tranny or a stupid, worthless simp like the guy in the next clip. Let me bring him up. Yeah, you see these three hot chicks? They're living in some dude's house just because these chicks flirt with him. This kind of reminds me of one of my friends. Yeah, that guy was a fucking simp. We called him Chook. The reason we called him Chook because one time we were drinking, it was during high school. We were drinking so much that he got sick and he just got pissed. He just passed out on a little cement wall and he started puking his guts. And he go, rock and roll. So he chooked his guts out. And that's how he's got his name Chook. But anyways, what Chook did is that he picked up stray animals. Meaning he picked up this fucking chick from the streets. She was, say from a scale 1 to 10, probably a 4. She was skinny, but she was probably like a tweaker or some shit. And she had a chihuahua and all this shit. Yeah, and the chick was living at his house for a few weeks. And that guy wasn't even fucking him. Yeah, I mean the chick wasn't fucking my friend. Yeah, it was stupid until I told him, like, dude, what'd you do with this chick, man? This chick is not your girlfriend and she's going on dates bringing all these other dudes to your house? Hey, because this chick should be fucking you. So he said, yeah. So he, like, told her shit and he kicked her out of his house. Yeah, bro. It's like, why the hell are you going to be taking care of a chick that's not your chick? Yeah, she's going to be living in your house? She better be fucking giving you that pussy. I'm just saying. Well, let's watch this guy's fucking torment. Well, just watch him being a simp.
Dude, this guy loves to slip in his mansion. All we have to say is this. Hey.
Hey.
You're such a good boy.
You mean it?
Yes.
Of course.
The best boy.
Thank you so much. You guys want to play pickle?
Man, this guy is a fucking faggot. Yeah, this trend is a faggot too, but I mean the guy in the previous clip, he's fucking being a little bitch just because the chicks say, you're a good boy! You really mean it? Gee willikers! You goofy ass motherfucker. You're so stupid. You might as well fucking put on a dress and wear a bra and suck some dick, you fucking loser. Ugh. Disgusting.
Oh, we got a pickleball thing here.
Okay. Our friends are coming over.
Yeah, their friends are the ones that are gonna be fucking them. You are just some stupid ass moron that fucking thinks fucking differently, you moron. Wake up, boy. These chicks are just using you because you're stupid. Yeah, you're gonna see Chad and Tyrone come in there and fuck them right in your bed. And you're gonna be right there crying and using your tears as lubrication to masturbate. You dumbass.
Okay, have fun with that. Can you say it one more time?
You're such a good boy.
You see, weak men are bringing hard times. These fucking weak-ass little bitches, all they do is fucking put their fingers up their ass and then they sniff them. They don't do nothing right. Stupid losers. But yeah, hopefully you guys ain't gonna be a loser like that guy. Oh yes, he has a mansion, but he lets dumbass bitches, parasites, latch on to him. Yeah, don't be a dumbass like him. Please don't. Just take care of yourself, make money, and find good people that actually do care about you. And all the other ones, jettison. Yeah, just take a shit. Cause that's what they are, pieces of shit. Once you take that shit, you flush the toilets and get rid of them. Yes. Just be the best person that I know you can be. Okay? You take care of yourself and goodbye. Oh man, what a great world we live in. Laters.
Are you happier as a trans?
I'm more better person because I love myself and I love God. When I was male, I couldn't love myself. I hated myself. Yeah. I hated who I was. I hated what I tried to be.
And you feel like you were born this way? It's not something
yes, I was.
You were molested as a child or anything like that?
I was molested from 3 to 9. I took refuge at the church when my mom put me out at 12. I stayed at the church from 12 to 18. And it was nothing but sex orgies every night.
Nothing but what?
Sex orgies.
Where? At the church. At the church?
It was the American Orthodox Catholic Church, Holy Synod of America.
That's a hell of a church.
I became the bishop's personal assistant and lover.
This is in Texas?
No, this was right here in California, El Monte, California.
Oh, really?
Where I grew up until I was 21.
Wow.
I've been in the sex trade business all my life.
You have?